Stephen Jill here.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Land Investors Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill Christine DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. I had to throw that in there.
With the K.
With the K.
Like the killer car.
Oh.
Today, Jill and I talk about when to put a mobile home on your land and when not to.
I know you're going to have some good ideas
stories,
about this.
Multiple beautiful stories with happy Hollywood endings about mobile homes on land.
I bet most of the time, I bet 99.9 to 100% of the time, it's never a bad thing. It's just depending on your budget, your market, and all that
Here's a preview. Imagine you're looking through the internet on Landpin or wherever you look at land to buy it. And you flip through 10 properties in XYZ County, and then there's one with a mobile home on it. That's number 11 property that you look at, and it's priced just like all the others. I don't care if the mobile home's half burned out. Are you going to like open click on that and look at it and say,
it's
you know what?
Get my attention.
Somebody was living there.
They figured it out.
Somebody had a little house on the prairie moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to make that jump.
Exactly.
Before we get into that, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Mike asks, I just want to see how others were checking on HOA, homeowner association status on their land deals. Basically, how do you check to see if there is an HOA? You know, it's funny. I saw this question the other day and I weighed in on it.
Oh, good. You can answer it on the air then.
I actually put a note in there because they were going, they were, I was like, hey, good for you for thinking of it and checking it ahead of time, because usually what happens is you learn about these after you goof one up. After you realize, oh no, I just bought and sold a property that had an HOA on it and it had $800 in back fees. You know, that's usually how it goes, unfortunately. You go, well, I will always check that. So it's sometimes it's a little tricky because it's not on the deed. It doesn't, you know, smack you in the face. So first thing that everybody was actually, you know, weighing in on in the forum on our online community was ask the seller. Yes. First, that's your first thing. Number two, I would do some checking. You can put in, and usually if it has a subdivision name, that's going to be a first clue. It's not always correct. There's subdivisions that do have and some that don't. And some properties, you know, you can't tell. But if it's like in Glen Oaks Ranches, there's a pretty good indication.
That's subdivided property.
Right. That there could be an HOA and you need to dig a little further. And you could put in the name of that and do some internet searching. And 9 times out of 10, you will find it.
That was my suggestion.
And then the third one is ask the county.
Yeah,
so because they usually communicate back and forth, because if there's an HOA there and it's a pretty solid HOA, they communicate with the county, because if their people don't pay the fees, then they're working with the county because they're going to put liens on the property and they're going to try to take the land back. And so the county is aware of that and aware of them.
Well said, Jill.
Thank you.
I honestly have nothing to add except this.
Thanks a lot. Jill, you know what? You're almost there. You know, babe, it's been 10 years now, and boy, I've done my, you're almost trained where I can let you go.
Yesterday, somebody called us professionals in our field, and I got this feeling like, oh, I don't know if I hold up to that.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
There's two types of land in this, privately owned land in this country. There's unsubdivided land and subdivided land. And they're very, when you look at a legal description, you can immediately tell. Jill just said Glen Oaks lot, whatever. That's been subdivided. And that's where there's HOAs. If you have the northeast quarter or the southeast quarter of the western half of Section 17, Township 12, Range 13 East, that has not been subdivided. It's been cut up or split up. And there's a ridiculously high chance that there's no HOA involved at all.
Mm-hmm.
The county will tell you right away. Because the counties, by the way, and the HOA people really don't like each other.
No, they don't.
They have a lot to say about each other. Uh-huh. It's the Hatfields and McCoys.
Totally. Totally. That's kind of funny. Love it.
Today's topic, when should you put a mobile home on your land and when shouldn't you? This is the meat of the show. I'll answer that question briefly, and then we'll take 15 minutes to talk about it.
Then we'll take Jill's questions. Then we'll open up the lines and take Jill's questions. Is what it sounds
that'd be fun.
Like.
I'd love to.
Caller number two.
Can you guys stop it?
Right.
You should always put a mobile home if you have the opportunity on your land and if it's allowed. That's the short answer. Anything you can do, anything that you can dream up. If you buy out a used shack on Craigslist and put it on your land, or have somebody else put it on your land and take a picture of it, it completely and totally changes the way that it's perceived. It's not now just perceived as every other piece of real estate on, or every other piece of vacant land on the real estate on the internet. It gets those juices flowing for the people who just want to change their life. We sell a lot of land to people, end users, who are fed up with paying a mortgage or working for the man or whatnot, and they have this fantasy in their head about getting out of it and going to live somewhere else where it's just peace and quiet, and connecting to the internet and collecting rainwater and putting in alternative water sewer system and everything else. So, and electricity, which is becoming more and more and more prevalent.
And easy.
Yeah.
It's really easy nowadays.
So to help them complete that vision, even if it's just a burned out old, I have a few stories after this, after Jill makes a comment, but
I don't know if you have to do burned out. Do we really have to do a burned out old one? How about we have one that's just kind of basic?
That's fine.
Okay.
Or old. I only say burned out because burned out mobile homes. Here's the other thing. If you know, if there's one subdivision specifically in Coconino County, Arizona, that we purchase a lot of property in. And there's, for whatever reason, there's a bunch of people that made that dream I just described a reality. And so we have inadvertently purchased properties, not knowingly, where there's mobile homes there. Some are burned out, some are just really old, but all of them are a mess. They're vacant, and most of them are pretty seriously vandalized. But I'll tell you what, we don't own them for very long. The other point is, whoever lived there before you, if there is a vacant property on there, or any type of property, they figured all this out. They figured electricity out. It may be the Little House on the Prairie version, you know, with the 5-gallon bucket and whatnot, but they still figured it out. There's still a lot of steps ahead from just a vacant piece of property. Plus, there's a pretty darn good chance that you can get to it and not get to it and get out of ingress egress.
That's a good point. Obviously, they got in and they got out to get the mobile in there. I appreciate that. I was going to say, it's interesting is not even putting a mobile on there, but just having, I get so darn excited when we have sellers contacting us back from our offers and it's mobile, zoned mobile.
Yeah.
We cannot keep those in inventory. They
right.
fly off the shelves. It's amazing how much people want those lots. So they know.
So. I hold a consulting call on Thursday for our members who want to pay.
Can I come?
Can you imagine? If you had like 10 consulting questions for me, what would you ask? Can't even think of it, can you?
No. I mean, go ahead.
Because I have a bunch for you.
Oh, mine were all kind of funny.
If I scheduled a consulting session for you, I would.
All right. You want to hear her? Okay,
yeah.
So I'm Joe, new member. Okay, I have I get a free consulting call with you. Jack, how fast can I be like you?
Oh, yeah, so I would shut that down. And I'll be really straight. I just had this conversation yesterday.
That's a common one, yeah.
Yesterday, I had this exact conversation with a guy that's my age, who's frustrated with his job. And he said, he didn't come out and say it like that, but he said, and I said flat out, if that's going to be how you're going to look at this, then you can wasting your time and your money right now. This is not something you power through or speed through just to get to the other side. Like, let's say history class. This is a massive lifestyle change that could make you and does make many people wealthy beyond their dreams. Literally, this is not a sales pitch. So, you know, would you rather have somebody wash your car and have them take 45 minutes or 20 minutes?
Right. All right.
I vote 45.
Okay. Then I have a follow-up question then.
And I'm not avoiding the question. It's going to take as long as it takes you.
All right. What do I need to expect? I work a day job. I have a family.
I expect, this is what you need to expect. These are good questions, Jill.
Thank you.
Totally off topic. But anyway, we'll get back to the mobiles in a second. you can expect to however organized you are about your life right now, you're going to increase that times four, at least, maybe times 10.
What does that mean?
You have to be organized. Get a calendar out. There's a certain amount of time that you're going to, whenever the kids are all in bed or whenever you can, however you concentrate to learn. You're going to learn, then you're going to get a mailer out using the tools that we talk about in our programs. You're going to set yourself up to take the receiving the phone calls that come back from the mailer and all the pricing situation. And when you get stuck, this is what you do. Essentially, go to landinvestors.com and ask everybody else questions who've already just been through that. And expect a rough road and a rough, difficult, time-consuming.
I have you and I have all the answers, don't I?
We make this sound easy and fun. And it is easy and fun, but it's also a lot of work.
Got it.
That's what I mean. I don't mean it's like difficult.
Got it. No, don't expect a divorce. Anytime, if you do, you're doing it wrong.
Anytime you do anything new.
Or the divorce was imminent anyway. Did you hear what I said?
No. I'm trying to answer the question.
Sorry.
Why are you bringing up divorce?
I just thought it was funny. Never mind. Go ahead.
What was it? Let me laugh with you. What did you say? I'm obviously being too serious, and Jill's trying to lighten the whole thing.
I was kind of trying to lighten it up. I was saying, expect a rough road. Or, you know, I'm like, don't like get divorced over it, because then if you do, you're doing it wrong.
I mean, if you're going to get divorced over trying to change your life and improve your quality of life and how much money you make and quit your job and all that, then you should get divorced anyway.
That's what I said. That person, it was imminent anyway.
Kidding. Your spouse should be your cheerleader.
Exactly.
If they're smart, they'll get right there in there with you.
And help you, I know.
Yeah.
So, okay, can I have one last question?
Sure.
And then we'll get back to this show.
Yeah.
So, my one last question. I'm Joe, new investor. What's different about this versus trying to go get a real estate license or trying to... I watch HGTV all the time. What's different? What's better about this?
This is limitless. Being a real estate agent, you're immediately, day one, limiting yourself. You're limiting yourself to how many deals you can do. You're kind of drinking the Kool-Aid, and you're signing up for a 1950s model of getting involved in real estate. And I'm not saying you couldn't do this in addition to that, but that in and of itself... Look, my little sister, I had her on the show about a month ago, is the top 1% of all the real estate agents in the country. She's top producing 1%. And in commissions, she's also a pretty avid investor. She owns, I don't know, 30 or 40 houses that she and her husband rent out and do very well with. But excluding that, just the real estate commissions piece, and she hustles. She works harder than both of us combined. Well, maybe not you, but me for sure. And she makes like 120 grand in commissions. Mm-hmm. And she's at the top of the commission bracket and the whole thing. So if you want to make $120,000 and work, I don't know, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, being a real estate agent's for you.
Right.
If you want to make $500,000 a month a year from now, trading land and having a nice, casual, fun life, this is how, that's what we're setting up here. There are people in our group that make $1 million a month, more than $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Answer my questions. So
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can I interview you?
Yeah, yeah.
It amazes me and fills me with pride to hear you talk with land sellers.
Oh.
And I know that you have no idea when that phone rings what you're going to get. And it just baffles me because it annoys the hell out of me for me to do it. I'm not set up for it. What's the trick? How do you mentally, are you just born with it? What's the attitude adjustment that you go through when that phone rings? And you look at it, you look at the caller ID and you know it's a seller because we all of our stuff's separate. You know the land. We have a different land line. And a different house line.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process you go through? Do you go through like an actor type process and become Jill Christine DeWitt?
No. No, I'm sincerely excited because you never know what's coming at you, and it excites me. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Maybe this is on that. You know, we just sent out a bunch of mail on 20 acres in this area. I hope this is one of those people. I'm like all excited, you know? So I have that in the back of my head. You never know what it's going to be, you know? And I don't get hung up on this stuff anymore. You know, it's funny. I realize you and I used to talk about the hate a lot, like when people call back because they're not happy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is this such a big deal? And I realize, you know what? I thought maybe I just get the better calls. Maybe I haven't been on the phone enough recently. I don't know. And I realized, nope, it's none of that. I just think it's me and my attitude.
That's what I think.
I don't really care. Someone chews me out for 3 minutes. I could care less. I hang up the phone. I crack up. I'm going, well, I learned a few new words. You know, like, that's great. You know, and I'm like, maybe we should all be on an island, set free on an island or whatever. This guy, like, what whatever. I want to round you all up and put you on an island or something. I don't know what it is. Kind of funny. I'm like, whatever.
It really cracks me up that people get so upset about getting an offer on their piece of property.
I know.
It cracks me up.
Exactly. Do you yell at the same person that leaves a pizza coupon hanging on your doorknob?
Probably. You know what?
I bet they do. That's, there we go. We're only vocal about it. Go ask Domino's what it's like. Domino's hate mail. Domino's hate calls. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to call Domino's and go, gosh darn it, stop leaving this trash on my door.
Do you know that I'm going to call the police?
I'm going to turn you in.
Yeah, who raised you?
That's right. That'd be hilarious.
My favorite is, I heard this recently in a group thing that Jill and I went to, and they said, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, my God. Yeah, good luck. Are they still around?
I don't know. Are you 80?
Yeah, exactly.
And the Better Business Bureau is going to send an angry letter to you.
I'm going to start. If someone asked me about something, I'm going to say, well, we're ranked A+ by the Better Business Bureau. They're like, huh? Kids don't even know what that is.
I know. That's a reason. That's why the kids are smart.
Yeah, it's funny. All right. So back to the mobiles.
Right.
My thought was when to put a mobile on. I said when the market demands. I don't know. Some mobile lots sell awesome anyway.
There's mobile homes for free all over the planet, real old ones. Or you can, the people who move mobile homes, there's, if you go on the internet and type in move my mobile home near me or anything like that on Google, there's two or three or one or two companies that will say, we'll move your mobile home.
How much is it, do you know?
It's not cheap.
Okay.
It's not cheap at all, and especially if you're going to sell into hookups. But the guy that owns that company, he knows where to get free mobile homes, and if you just call him. And then if you say, look, I bought 14 properties in the subdivision up in XYZ, and I need 14 mobile homes, and I need the free kind, and I don't need to have them connected to anything, I'm just going to do a photo shoot. Those are the kinds of deals they love, because they can just literally dump them off the trailer and put them anywhere. So make friends with those guys.
Are you alluding to the thing that you're working on for maybe next year?
Yeah, so...
Because that's a whole separate thing, which is awesome.
Yes, I am alluding to that. I'm building up to that. It's this. I had a member call with a guy who's been a Land Academy member for one of the original guys. And he said, He paid for a consulting call. And he said, I'm calling to thank you. I don't really need any advice. Mm-hmm. And we talked for like 45 minutes. And he said he's parlayed this land model that we have and tailored it to what he's been doing for a while. And it's this. You buy a property. You send letters out to, like you said, mobile home zoned property only. Deeded pads and deeded areas for mobile homes and mobile home parks. And you literally try... You try to attract the people who have a burned out mobile home or a mobile home that's been installed prior to, I think he said 1978. He does it in a very specific state, which I'm not going to mention. All states have different regs. And if you look on the internet, it's really easy to find the regs, regulations. They're grandfathered in. So what he does is he buys a mobile home, the pad that the mobile home's on, removes the old one, and puts a brand spanking new one on, connects it all up, and so now he's usually into it for maybe $10,000, the whole thing, and the new mobile home costs whatever they cost, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, and puts it and doubles his money. Mm-hmm. He sells it for $200,000 or $180,000 or whatever the market demands, and he is absolutely killing it. Mm-hmm. He told me a good story. He said the original investors thought he was nuts. The people that were backing him. Mm-hmm. And so he's since gone back to those guys and said, see what you missed out on. I love that.
It's awesome.
So after we release House Academy, I'm kicking around the idea of doing Mobile Academy, and it will outline exactly all the 50 states, the regs to do it, where to do it, and in great, incredible detail.
That's awesome.
So now you're talking about a real estate deal where you're making $80,000 to $100,000 every single time.
Right.
It's not easy and not hard to imagine you know, doing 8 to 10 deals a month like that, and you're talking about making $1 million a month, mm-hmm. like we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
That's what you can expect, to answer your question.
Thank you.
Jill's falling asleep. Almost literally falling asleep.
No, I'm not.
Some people listen to this show.
I'm mesmerized.
Not to be entertained. They actually
mesmerized.
Like, they want
real estate information. That's what I'm doing.
You're not. You're mesmerized.
I am.
Oh, my God. Princess Jill Christine DeWitt.
Thanks.
That's her name.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. According to Jill, wasted another 20 minutes listening to the Land Investors Show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss how to make your land stand out on the internet, let's say, other than putting a mobile home on it.
Cool. And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on landinvestors.com, our online community. Go there, it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I wasn't falling asleep.
I know. Yeah, you were a little bit.
Well, I just was kind of listening. I'm just deep in thought. That's all.
Sometimes we have good advice, you know.
I think we mostly have good advice. At least I hope so. I'm really trying to walk around and help people. And I know you are too.
The fact is this. The number of people who listen to the show goes up pretty dramatically every month. So, either... I don't know why. It's probably not anything we're doing.
Silly. I think it's good. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.